Nike and Tiger is ending their relationship. Let's continue to rock out.
Now, after 27 years, Tiger Woods says he is parting ways with Nike. Shares of Nike earlier dropped on the day for the news, upon the news, where Woods had announced the news here in a post on X. Now, in 2013, Woods had signed his most recent deal with Nike, and it was worth $200 million. We're going to discuss this with Bloomberg's Randall Williams, because you are seeing Nike finally turning around, but it begs the question, of course, this is a big influence here for Nike. What does it mean?
Well, we're going to have to see, because when you lose someone like Nike, you could equal this to Michael Jordan or LeBron James leaving a brand as big as Nike is. I mean, when you're talking about this, you have to think 27 years ago, a near 30-year partnership that Nike has built up, so many iconic advertisements, a lot of apparel over the years. And so we have to see, is Nike going to stay in golf? Are they going to reinvest with other golfers and things like that?
Are we going to see a new model emerge? There were some questions that On Holdings might get Tiger Woods, so the co-CEO said that's not likely. And they struck a novel partnership with Federer, I believe.
Yeah, I got the exact same statement that you did. They completely said that they're going to, or they're not going to partner with Tiger right now, that there haven't been any conversations. So if something happens, I think that would be a complete surprise to all of us.
Nike and Tiger Woods recently announced that they're basically dissolving their partnership after 27 years. 27 years. It says Tiger Woods announced Monday that his longtime partnership with Nike has ended after 27 years, closing one of the most iconic brand relationships in professional sports history. Also goes on to say, from the moment Woods turned pro in August 1996, he was decked in Nike swooshes from head to toe. Partnership included 15 major championship victories, 82 PGA Tour wins, and numerous comebacks from injuries and personal setbacks. Tiger said, over 27 years, I was fortunate to start a partnership with one of the most iconic brands in the world, Woods said in a statement posted to his X account. The days since has been filled with so many amazing moments and memories. If I started naming them, I can go on forever. Phil Knight's passion and vision brought this Nike and Nike Golf partnership together, and I want to personally thank him, along with Nike employees, an incredible athlete I've had the pleasure of working with along the way. I believe that Nike is going through something. I would not continue to invest in Nike. I'm not telling you guys what to do. I'm telling you that I have divested myself. I divested myself against Nike a long time ago for other reasons. I didn't like the way that Nike had took a stance and how they treated Kyrie Irving. Then they bet on Ja Morant, and then that failed. I think that Nike is oversaturated. They can no longer depend on the retros and the Jordan brand in order to continue to bolster up profits. The whole shininess, the whole invincibility of what Nike is, has kind of worn off. And I think that people, along with how they treat other brands, are starting to find alternatives, and they're not still checking for Nike. Even with me, right? I own a whole lot of sneakers. But when I go out and I buy sneakers nowadays, I don't go and check for Nikes. Even my daughter, and a lot of times I also lean into what the culture is saying. And my daughter, she don't go and check for Dunks. She don't go and check for Jordan. She don't go and check for none of that stuff. She'll go and see what Bathing Ape is doing. She want to look at what Dior. She want to look at all of this stuff. But I think that Nike is really, really suffering. Ain't nobody checking on the sneakers app anymore. Nobody is really trying to see what they're doing. Everything is available. The whole hype is worn off. People broke out here, and I think that Nike is ending there. I believe that Nike was already going to end that partnership a long time ago. Tiger Woods don't even wear Nikes on his feet anymore. He wears a FootJoy, which is a golf shoe company, and I think they made a lot of money together. His second contract from 2013, 10-year contract, was a $200 million deal. His first contract was a $40 million deal, so he made over $250 million with Nike alone. I don't think that partnership was ever going to continue to do anything, because there was no value to still be had from it. In addition to that, IHOP in Texas is facing lawsuits and firing employees based off of an accusation of a black couple saying that they wasn't served and that the people didn't want to serve them over in Mesquite, Texas. Take a look.
Several employees at a popular restaurant chain in Mesquite fired after a waitress was accused of not serving a couple because of their race. are Amelia McGavro again tonight, sitting down with that couple who explain what they say happened to them.
That is a very traumatic experience, and you don't know what your thoughts or reactions are going to be until you actually experience something like
that. Hold on. This couple right here, they don't need no more IHOP. Let's just be clear. They don't need no, they need to, what is on his hands? And why are they so ashy? Is that dust? Construction? They didn't know that the news crew was coming to visit him? What was he doing over in the back? This couple right here don't need no more IHOP. Real talk. They on that Slim Slow. Let me continue to play it.
Keisha Mitchell and her boyfriend Elvis Pauly say they're still in disbelief after a birthday breakfast at their local IHOP in Mesquite turned into something they never expected.
When we got to the restaurant and we were told that we were not going to be serviced because of our color, it is a shock, and your brain is not processing what you're hearing.
Mitchell says another employee even admitted that their waitress wouldn't serve them because they are black. Mitchell even recording the conversation with the manager for social media.
Well, our morning server, she's picky.
No, she's not picky, she's racist. She didn't want to say she was racist. She said, oh, she's picky. No, that's not being picky if you're selecting only a certain group of people that you want to serve.
The manager told Mitchell and Pauly the waitress has worked at that IHOP for 25 years. IHOP franchise Anthropper Restaurants sent us a statement saying, in part, we have fully investigated this matter and taken appropriate actions, including termination of the employee.
So they never said that they was racist. She said that they was picky. I have thoughts on this.
Employees involved. This isolated incident is not reflective of our ongoing commitment to our guests and team members. Pauly and Mitchell say IHOP did the right thing with firing the waitress, but says the damage is already done.
It's just like a traumatizing feeling, you know, you can't get it out your head. And I'm having sleepless nights, even though I got to be up work, but you know, it's draining.
Stop the cap.
It opened the door that I never wanted to walk through. So it's like, really, have we come far as we think we have, or is it just being hidden more?
Now, the couple says through social media, they learned that not only the waitress was fired, but also the manager and another employee. The owner of this franchise also saying that they plan on doing anti-discrimination and anti-harassment training in the future.
So he losing sleep over not being able to get some IHOP pancakes. All right, that's what he's communicating to us. And you can't wait to hear my thoughts, Jazz Y Art Studios? Okay, I'll tell you my thoughts. I've heard from people that say that they don't necessarily care for serving black people. And I've heard from black people that say that they don't like to serve black people because they say that they don't tip. That's just the truth. I've heard from multiple different people that's all did serving that say that they don't like to serve black people because they don't tip.
Hello, Anton Daniel.
What's up, baby? Listen, I'm on a live stream. I'm not going to say your name. So, my beautiful, beautiful baby girl, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, do you remember when you were a server? No. A server like working at a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
All right, cool. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. In your experience as a server, did you like serving black people, and what was your experience with them?
Ooh. I feel like it varied. I liked the wholesome black families.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that was very rare to get. I feel like a lot of time black people don't tip, which is very unfortunate.
Wait, say that one more time. You said that. What happens with black people?
I feel like a lot of black people don't like to tip.
Oh.
And as a waitress, you depend heavily on tips because you only get paid like $3 an hour. So in my experience with being a server, I only got tipped not even 15% from Black people, or they just wouldn't tip at all. So you hate to say it, but it's kind of like you'll get a table and it'll be Black people at it, and you hope that they pay at all.
You hope that they pay at all?
Yeah. That's been my experience. So it's like, it's sad, but it's like you know, you kind of get like excited when you see like a family of white people coming in, because it's like, you know, that they're going to tip you.
Mm.
And that they'll probably be more kind to you. I've also noticed that, like, with, you know, Black families, it's almost like, and go get that for me and be quick about it. And it's like almost like an attitude behind it. Like, they're so happy that they get to boss another Black person around.
Yeah.
And just, it wasn't the best experience for me personally.
Yeah, I got you. All right, baby. I thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. All right.
All right, bye. And for the people listening to chat, this is not a white girl. This is a Black woman. And she's very, very, very pretty and very gorgeous and very nice and knows how to communicate effectively. But if you just want to know that, listen, y'all don't want to actually have a real conversation. Y'all want to sit here and pretend everything is racist. People don't like you, all of this stuff. But I have talked to a lot of people in real life, and they be like, listen, Anton, this is the truth. I was listening to your show, or this is what my experience is, and this is the truth. And so you want to sit here and, you know, go back and forth and say it's racism or why they don't serve me. Well, they don't prefer you. They will if they have to, but they don't necessarily prefer you because in their experience, they are used to people that, and I'm going to tell you what she was telling me, and this was like months ago when she used to tell me what her experience is. So I ran into her at a restaurant and, you know, whatever, so on and so forth. And she said, Anton, not only do they not tip, come on, y'all want to talk? She said, not only do they not tip, she said they look for ways to figure out how to not pay their bill. Not only do most Black people that they run into don't tip, but she say they figure out ways to not pay their bill. And they already expect it a lot of times when they come in. And these are the uncomfortable conversations that people don't want to have, and they don't want to be real, and they don't want to be transparent. And so now y'all want to act like y'all the victims, when in reality, you just cheap. You're just cheap. That's the truth. And this is coming from a Black woman, and I can call multiple different girls that's been servers throughout the years in all nationalities, and I will not say their name online so that they can be absolutely transparent. And the reality is, this is what they go through. And they know that if they gotta have a choice between going, taking a chance over there and taking a chance over there. And stereotypes is real because it comes from a real space. Anyways, moving on. See, yeah, you ain't expect for me to have that conversation. Lisa Bonet filed for divorce officially from Jason Momoa after 18 years after they became a couple. It goes on to say that the 56-year-old Bonet, whose legal name is Lalokai Moon, filed documents to end her marriage to the 44-year-old Momoa, 56 and 44. 44-year-old Momoa in Los Angeles County Court on Monday. The filing comes nearly 2 years after they announced their separation. The petition cites irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. The filing says neither person should get financial support and that the two have agreed on how to split their assets. Documents say they have joint custody of their 16-year-old daughter and 15-year-old son. Usually that's around the time that it happens. Anywhere from 15 through 18 or above, that's when people decide to dissolve their relationships, which I'm cool with it after that. Momoa is best known for his roles in Aquaman, Game of Thrones. She was in a Cosby show in A Different World a long time ago. And, you know, they have been going through separations and stuff like that and all of that. He's 44. And he's rich and cool, and she's 56 and I guess she's just chilling, right? What is many relationships that dissolve, because you don't really see a lot of relationships today coming together. You don't see a lot of relationships today coming together. You see a lot of relationships falling apart.